lights, action, camera. Only this is not a film. It is the grand entrance of George Clooney and Ryan Gosling on Toronto's red carpet. Like many other A-listers, they see the festival as a barometer for the Academy Awards. Clooney and Gosling were there to promote several films. Clooney directed the sleek political thriller The Ides of March, and also stars as Democratic presidential candidate Mike Morris. Gosling plays Morris's press secretary.
Everybody who turns 18 or graduates high school gives 2 years of service to his or her country. And for that, your college education is paid for, period.
Paul likes this.
The beauty of it is that everybody who's over the age of 18 or past the age of eligibility will be for it. Why not?
And all of the others
can't vote.
The film throws light on corruption in modern American politics. A Toronto Clooney also promoted The Descendants, about a widower who learns his wife was cheating on him.
Who is he? I'd like to know who the guy is that my wife was seeing.
Ryan Gosling also stars in the surreal crime thriller Drive, directed by Nicholas Winding Refn. Brad Pitt was also in Toronto to promote his baseball drama Moneyball, a film written by Aaron Sorkin, but by no means the festival's best offering.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close generated buzz for a Best Actress Oscar nomination for her role in Albert Nobbs. She plays a woman masquerading as a quiet little man in male-dominated 19th century Irish society.
It is a huge honor, you know, to be recognized for work, and this is the most invested I've ever been in anything.
I might purchase a little business.
Ah, a business. Fancy that. Oh, what kind of a business?
Perhaps a little shop.
Most of these films will dominate national and international movie theaters over the next few months. But Toronto is not only about big-budget, highbrow films and high-wattage stars. Smaller films can be seen and reviewed and considered for Oscar nominations. One of these films is Where Do We Go Now?, a French-Lebanese production that received Toronto's People's Choice Award. It is a modern twist of the ancient Greek comedy Lysistrata. It focuses on a group of Muslim and Christian women in a war-torn Middle Eastern village who unite to coerce their men to stop fighting. Another film gaining traction as an Oscar contender is A Separation. The Iranian production is about a wife who files for divorce after her husband refuses to emigrate with her and their daughter. The movie offers comic nuances to the complex social, age, and gender issues in modern Iran.
You okay?
We'll be fine.
While the films that will win the Oscars are yet to be determined, Toronto's biggest winner is the audience. We get to enjoy a wonderful new batch of films that give us a good laugh, intense action, a good cry, and always nourishment for the soul. Penelope Poulou, VOA News, Washington.